Well, hello there, and welcome to this episode of Arriba, Folklorico Music and Dance of Mexico. This is your host, Federico Castañeda from Austin, Texas, welcoming you to this particular episode where we talk about the state of Oaxaca. Now, Oaxaca happens to be a state in the southernmost part of Mexico. It borders along the coast that is part of the northern area of the Isthmus of Tehuantepec, and it also has a huge indigenous tribe population. Lots of what they call indios or Indians, which were confused, obviously, because these are indigenous Native American tribes. But they have a lot of tribes there that have cultures that go far beyond and originate even before the days of the Spanish conquest or the conquistadores that settled in beginning in 1519. You have in some areas what is called the Zapotecs. You also have the Mixtecs. And these are some of the more elaborate tribes that have a lot of folklorico music and dance built into their culture and who are always represented in the state of Oaxaca. Now, Oaxaca also has the capital city, known as the same name, Oaxaca, and they have a huge fiesta every year called Fiesta de la Sierra, or the Fiesta of the Mountains. Around the capital city of Oaxaca, this is called La Guelaguetza. The Guelaguetza happen to have many dances, and it's a festivity that lasts for many days, a huge fiesta. And some of the dances there that are very famous are usually accompanied by big brass bands. One in particular is called Danza de la Pluma. The Danza de la Pluma happens to be a dance where the dancers all come out with huge headdresses. And instead of being the headdresses like you see in Puebla, which are actually perpendicular and vertical, these are horizontally with their arms outstretched on either way, a huge piece of headgear of feathers, or a pluma, and they wear a sonaja, or they wear the rattler, the gourd, in one hand, and then they also wear on their feet different types of gourds and sonajas as well. But they dance barefoot. This is a long dance played to the big brass band accompaniment, and it is one of the more famous ones. In the show, Mexico Magia Encuentro, which was very popular during the 70s, they actually had a live performance of the Guelaguetza, and it was very, very interesting a sight to see. Now, the other dances that they have, they dance also some of the dances from the other zones. For instance, they dance the Jarabe Mixteco, which is the music that you heard at the very beginning, the Jarabe Mixteco. And you also have the dances from the Zapotec areas. The women wear huipiles. The men dance, and the women also barefoot, and the men dance with calzones de manta, with colored embroidered shirts, or camisas de manta, with embroideries. And as they do these dances, it's always significant that the jarabes or these dances are very enthusiastic, lots of energy, very complicated steps, lots of rhythm, and especially tons of movement. From the Isthmus of Tehuantepec, also comes a sound of the marimba. So in the southern area of Oaxaca, you'll find the marimba playing just as they did in the area of Chiapas. Because from the Pacific coast to the Sierra Madres, and that is the mountain area, Oaxaca stretches and encompasses hundreds of Indian tribes with their own subcultures. In the southern area, there's a city called Jucitan or Juchitan. This is where, at least in some of the circles of literature that I've read and doing research, this is where the women first appeared wearing what they call the Tehuantepec or the Tehuanas outfit, which happened to be the long, black, beautiful skirts. It also happened to encompass a huge white headdress, and they carried baskets of flowers and fruit on their head when they walked. This was the area that was photographed in the early 20s and 30s, Jucitan, that talked about the Tehuanas. Now, because of the huge Native American indigenous tribe population there, there are plenty of ruinas or ruins, archaeological zones where you see the ruins from the ancient indigenous tribes. A couple of them are very famous. Lots of tourists go there, and they actually see these ruins of stone that give the history of civilizations that are gone but were flourishing at one time in the ancient world. Two of them are worth mentioning. One is the ruins at Mitla, and the other one, which is a huge tourist attraction, is the one at Monte Alban. Now, the Jarabe Mixteco is a little bit different. The Jarabe Mixteco which you heard at the very beginning, is usually accompanied in some circles in the northern area of Mexico by mariachis. But really, it's accompanied by a big brass band. A man and a woman are usually solo in this particular dance, and it's the man trying to conquer the woman and get her as his partner. The man starts out, and the woman starts out too, both of them, usually, with a scarf in their hand, twirling it. And the scarves are interlaced. Their arms are interlocked with each other while they're still twirling the scarf while they're dancing the steps. Then during that time, the woman has noticed that she has a rose in her mouth from the stem. So she has a rose in her teeth in her mouth and is dancing that way. Throughout the dance, the man will then start to turn and during the steps, chase after her, tapping her on the shoulder, looking over the other shoulder, and she's not paying attention. She's playing hard to get. Of course, this is the story that's going on. After a while, the man then will then just give up, push her aside, and he won't have anything to do with her. He turns to walk away. The woman sees this, that she was playing hard to get a little too much. Then she comes after him, tapping him on the shoulder, and he's refusing, and he's basically arrogantly saying, no, I'm not going to chase after you anymore. You were too arrogant for me. And so she begs and pleads for him. Then he turns around, surprises her, and in the steps that accompany, he will then turn and go forward to her one step at a time, another step at a time, to the right, to the left, and finally he just lunges after her and grabs the rose from the stem with his teeth, out of her teeth, and takes it. Then the music changes almost as if a medley to a different accompaniment, and what happens is that the man takes the rose from his mouth and he throws it in the air. This is a symbol that he's finally conquered the woman and she's become his. The act of the engagement for the marriage and the act of the marriage. So now he has won the lady. He jumps up and down and then he starts dancing with her as a partner instead of as a suitor. During this time then, to symbolize the trials and tribulations of marriage, they have a little tableau of what is called El Torito, or the little bull. As is common in Mexico, the bullfights are something that everybody and many dances have from different regions have always included. For instance, the dances from Veracruz, the dances from Yucatan, and the dances from Jalisco always have a torito somewhere. Well, this one has the torito built into it as one of the stanzas. And so the man then puts his horns by his hands and he couches over and pretends that he's the bull. He then lunges forward and rushes to her, and what does she do? She takes her scarf and she places it to her side as if it happens to be the cape of the matador or the bullfighter, and then he runs past her. They do this for about 4 or 5 times, and at the very end, they gather together, interlock their arms, and have the final measures of the dance so that they will then let the audience know that they are both together as a wedded couple, and they have joined each other as partners. It's a very common dance, and it is another jarabe, or with the significance of the courtship and the marriage and the consummation, when the man conquers the woman. That is the jarabe mixteco. We wanted to mention that during the guelaguetza, or during the feast, they have a special food which has become very famous throughout all Mexico. Now, when I lived in La Ciudad de Mexico, that is Mexico City, I lived in a casa de asistencia, a boarding house. And the ladies who took care of the boarding house had hired a woman from Oaxaca, from the actual countryside there, to be the cook. Well, she cooked this salsa, this chili sauce, which was so hot that a small little plate lasted the entire week for all 10 boarders at that boarding house. The reason I mention this is because the chiles and the salsas that they make are very, very spicy, very hot, and flaming, as a matter of fact. In particular, they have one of them that they offer very famous throughout the guelaguetza, or the Fiesta de la Sierra. That is the big fiesta in July that takes place at Oaxaca, and it's called El Mole Negro. Now, mole happens to be a common dish in Mexico. They have mole poblano, they have mole with different sauces and spices throughout every state in Mexico. Some of them make it with their own way, but here, the mole is negro. It has a very dark, almost black color to it, made with salsas, spices, and herbs and leaves. And the mole negro happens to be one of the hottest, if not the hottest, that I've ever tasted in my life. Add to this the spice of life that the indigenous native tribes have. Add to this the influence of the Spanish music that they brought together. And join it, you'll have Danza de la Pluma, which is mostly an indigenous native dance that they have with the sonaja, the gourds, dancing in bare feet, and then the jarabe mixteco, which is influenced by the Spaniards as well as the native indigenous tribes. we began with first the opening measures of the Jarabe Mixteco, which is played with a mariachi or a big brass band, and now we'll end up with the final measures of the Jarabe Mixteco from the state of Oaxaca. This is Fred Castañeda, your host, and we'll see you next time on Arriba, Folklórico, Music and Dance of Mexico.